Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the trap of dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like the $1 million,
buck
things in his cup.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. I want to share something with you that I had to come to the realization one time. And even in the reinvention of myself right now, I've had to come to that. And I want to share it with you today. Give it to you. I want to tell you about something that a lot of people do in their life. And I want you to be aware of it. Here it is. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. I said, don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. The reason I'm saying this is because people have a tendency to, once they make a decision about something, or once they decide to go a certain path, they go against all everything. Anything anybody says, anything anybody might do, any other ruling they may come across, they shun advice. They don't listen to counsel. They just, I made the decision, I'm going to do it anyway. Don't get stuck on yourself. You could be wrong, you know. Now, here's a surefire way to tell if you're wrong. If you don't see any movement in the direction you've chosen, if you don't see anything going right in that decision, if you feel as though you're in a rut, if the wall you're climbing seems so insurmountable that you ain't even moving an inch, and every time you turn around, you keep getting knocked back down. Don't get stuck on yourself. You know, you could be wrong, you know. See, that's why it's important for people to always be open to the reinvention of yourself. You know, you cannot be afraid to reinvent yourself. In other words, you can't be afraid to change. Change is necessary when it comes to growth. There is no growth without change. The more you know, the older you look. There is no growth without change. If you're heading in a direction and ain't nothing going right in your life, could it be the wrong direction? If you're climbing and you're making no headway, could it be the wrong direction? Could you have possibly made the wrong choice? Don't get stuck on yourself because you done made the wrong stuff. It's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to let yourself off the hook. It's even smarter sometimes to admit that you were wrong. You ever met somebody ain't ever wrong? Have you ever met somebody you talk to, they ain't ever wrong about nothing, man? They just, it's they way or the highway. It's this is my way. This is the, I know people like that, stuck on them power trips and all like that. You know what I had to learn how to do? I had to learn how to let them go on them power trips. But listen to this, though. You're not taking me on that trip, though. You're going on that trip by yourself. I'm going in the right direction. I've decided to stop the way. Okay, listen to this person. This person. I decided to stop doing business the way I was doing business. I decided to stop to allow business being done around me the way business was being done around me. You know what? You know the best decision I made was to allow for God to have some say-so and to offer me his direction. I have found him to be a better driver than anyone else I know. I have found him to know more about the man he made than anybody else who's merely associating with me. I have found it to be a fact that my maker knows more about the vehicle he created than does anybody else. If your Chevy break, don't you take it to Chevy? You don't take your Ford when it break down to a Toyota dealership. They not gonna know everything that the Ford dealership would know about the vehicle. You know why? Because they're not the maker of it. So now, why you letting your life being led, controlled, and guided by somebody other than your maker? I'm just asking you to let's all take a common sense look at this. So if going to your maker is the best way, the best decision I made in my business was take over my brand myself and to allow the maker of this brand. See, without God, I'm none of this. I'm none of this. I want you to clearly understand I ain't none of this without him. I wish I could have the guts to reach back there and pat myself on the back for what I've accomplished in my life. I wish I had the guts. I wish the nerve of me, because I know for a fact that there is no way that I could have manufactured the life that I have. I could not even have thought of it. It's no way I could have told you that this was the route I was going to take and this is the outcome because of it. I had no idea, no clue. The one thing I had, though, was an unshakable faith in God. I had I just kept believing in him. I kept believing that he had something more for me. And then when I touched base with him and asked him to show me what it is, what he had for me, ta-da, the magic show began. Because you know what he did? He took all my natural abilities that he had given to me, this gift that he gave me, that he poured into me at birth, that same gift that he poured into you at birth. The moment you go to him and let him show you that gift, and then guess what? Once he takes what he naturally put in you and put his superpowers on top of that, then you have some supernatural things going on in your life. And you may not be feeling me. I'm cool with that. But I done had some supernatural things happen to me. Every day I wake up, some supernatural, the rewards of my life, the awards of my life, the accomplishments, the how I'm working, the how I manage it all that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. You can't even explain this schedule to people. Sometimes when people ask me, Steve, how do you do it? I go, well, this is what I manage my time. Then at the end of when I get through, I say, hey, man, you know what I need to tell y'all for real? It's God. I don't really know. But I'm letting him manage me, so he handling it. He ain't going to put no more on me than I can bear. Listen to me, y'all. Don't be afraid to reinvent yourself. And remember this. Don't get stuck on yourself because you could be wrong, you know. You absolutely could be wrong. If you don't tie this to your gift, you will be struggling the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is here. A new day has arrived. The gift, the present, it is here. We are all recipients of it. That God just keep doing it, don't he? Can't nobody do it like the Lord. I'm going to just tell you flat out.
Yeah, he do.
Can't nobody do it like the Lord. I'm glad I know. I was at Family Feud yesterday, and I was talking about God, and a lady said, I'm an atheist. I just kept talking. Act like I ain't even here. I ain't even
expressed. What? You did what, Big Dog?
I was talking about the Lord, and the lady jumped. I'm an atheist. I just kept talking. Got no
time. You don't hear a non-God follower.
No, listen to me, man. I have no time for that foolishness right there. I'm an atheist. Well, okay. Yeah.
You like, anyway, as I was saying.
Yep. Because I didn't know you was coming. This obviously, this ain't the portion of the show you would be interested in. I'll tell you what. Be driving your car and go off a cliff. I bet you calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Everybody I know get in trouble. Go, Jesus. Everybody I know.
Yes, sir.
Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell Jr., Mississippi Monica, the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Jr., what's going on today, man?
Man, let me tell you something, man. I'm so glad you talk about it, man, because God is truly who he is, man. For my life, for sure. I can't tell you. For my life, for sure. I wouldn't care about an atheist talking either. I talk straight to the atheist.
I don't even have no time for that. I don't even know why you would make that announcement. Okay, yeah. If you don't like what I'm saying, then just go ahead. But if you think I'm finna get into it, because for me, this is how I am as a Christian. I know we supposed to witness. I got that. So that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the conversion business.
Yeah.
If you have openly made a decision to go to hell, I step aside. Nice talking to you. Let me know how it go for you down there.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to somebody one time. This one I knew I had to quit talking to. They said, you're doing all this to live your best life. But suppose you find out there is no heaven. I said, well, then I'll be done the best I could. She said, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I said, well, let me ask you something. Suppose it is.
There you go.
You ain't put no work
in. Yeah, nah. We finna be in for a little surprise.
Now you played yourself.
Yeah.
You done lost it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice on this one right here. That's what I'm doing today. Yeah, I feel pretty good, man. God been good to all of us. You know, sometimes you have to take inventory of what's the positive in your life. I know we all want something. I know we all still have desires, dreams, hopes, and visions. And it's taking a little bit longer to get there than we want to. But man, if you ever just stop and see where you're at compared to where you was, oh, boy. Ooh. I take where I'm at right now, because where I was, woo, that boy right there, who's in the world.
Too shall pass.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is an invitation to the party. An invitation to the party. Yeah.
Don't
watch this
here. Party.
Let's go, cat dog. An invitation to the party. Let's go. Okay.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Danny. Yeah, what's up, this Danny? Hey, Danny, how you doing? My name is Paul, man. How you doing today, bro?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I wanted to reach out to you, man, about your wife. You married to Nicole, right? I want to make sure I got the right person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, who is this again?
My name is Paul, man. I know Nicole. Nicole knows my wife. My wife is Regina. And, you know, we know Nicole real well, man. We was trying to actually see about getting you guys to come out and maybe go out on a double date, man. We all go out and hit the town.
So you know my wife Nicole?
Yeah. I got your number out of Nicole's phone. And
okay, hold up. Wait. What you mean you got my number out of Nicole's phone? You got you. I'm not understanding what's going on, though.
Okay, let me try to break this down to you, man. Myself, my wife Regina, and Nicole. We've all actually been hanging out lately, you know, within the last 6 weeks to 2 months, you know, we've been hanging out.
You ain't hanging out with my wife.
Okay.
My wife with me all the time, bro. So, you know, you might have the wrong number.
No, you Danny, right?
I'm Danny.
Okay. And Nicole is your wife. Nicole is like about 5'4", 5'5", light
skin.
Wife.
That's my wife.
But
you ain't hanging out with her.
Okay, man, I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. Now, if you want to listen to me, cool. I'm just trying. Okay, here's what's up.
Get to your point, man.
Me, Nicole, and my wife have been swinging.
That's some bullshit. Okay. And you know what? You walking up the wrong tree, dog. This some bullshit. You know, this some bullshit.
Hey, man. I wanted to call you and tell you what was going on and see if you wanted to, you know.
Call my ass. Got the wrong number for sure. Trust me, you
okay,
got
man.
The wrong
well,
number.
Let's just break this down, man. How many Danny is it, dog? It ain't that many. So, I mean, dude, I mean, you going to be in denial or you going to go and accept what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to invite you to come hang out with me and the girls. You know, do you want to, I mean, this might be something you might like if you try it, man, because, I mean, we had a lot of fun with Nicole.
Like what? What the hell you mean you had fun with Nicole? You had no goddamn fun with Nicole. So what you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me y'all?
We had fun with Nicole. I'm trying to explain to you. We've done some.
Explain my hell. No, that. Explain man. This some bullshit.
Okay.
I know my wife, and I know she ain't no bullshit like that.
Okay.
And I ain't never heard no. I ain't never heard of you and your wife, and we've been together for years, so there's some bullshit.
Okay, here's something you need to understand, man. You know your wife.
I don't need to understand nothing. You need to understand that this some bullshit.
Your wife, but I know her too. I know her. I know Nicole now.
I
Nicole
you know what? Where you at?
I'm rolling through the city right now. I got some work I got to do, but I'm just trying to see.
I need to put my eyes on you, man.
Okay. Hey, man, do you want to come do what we be doing?
So you trying to tell me that my wife done been with another woman?
Yes, man. It's beautiful, dog. You got to see it, man.
You.
Man, dog, I'm just trying to keep it real with you, dog. I was just trying to holler at you, man. Let you know what was going on. See, I'm thinking you might want to be a, you know, try it yourself. You know, that's all I'm thinking, man. I ain't trying to start nothing.
You know what, mother? I don't know no god Paul. I don't know no mother Gina, and I don't know why the you calling my phone. And I tell you what, when my wife get home, I'ma find out my. Cause this some bull. This some bull, man.
Okay, so god, no.
The problem.
Okay, dog, calm down, though, man.
No, call my. You done call my mother. Number. How the hell you gonna tell me to calm down? You tell me you f***ing my wife. What, your wife sleeping with my wife with another woman?
Hey man, Tommy is the one that told us that Nicole was down.
Hold up. Who the f*** Tommy?
Hey dog, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, Danny. This is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Nicole, got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Man, that ain't even funny. Wow. Wow.
Hey, man, you all right? You all right, man?
Man, I'm glad. I'm glad this was just the morning show, man, and y'all just met me. But look here, man, somebody gonna you up one day. Boy, somebody gonna get your. I hope you got a good insurance policy.
Daddy, I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Hey, number one, man.
Now you have it. Getting stupid on this great getting up morning. Getting real stupid on this great getting up. But one more hour, I'll be right back with some more stupid for you on this great getting up morning. Richmond, Virginia, you already know.
Huh? What'd you say, Steve?
I said it won't take an hour.
Right, it's immediate.
Pretty much every break.
Yeah.
Next break.
Yeah. And why does he keep telling us? We know.
We know. Got to keep you on your toes, baby. Richmond, Virginia, I'm coming. 14, 15, 16. Tickets on sale for the 14th, Thursday night. That's all that's left. Added a show for you. So get on there and get your tickets and come see the food that's coming to town. And then in Montgomery, Alabama.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Sinbad returns to social media saying, quote, miracles happen. Jeff Bezos, the world's richest billionaire. And did you survive the Facebook and Instagram outage this past Tuesday? We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. Yeah, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Shell in Charleston. Shell says, my husband is always playing this game on his phone instead of talking to me. In bed, I see the light from his phone shining brightly, and he said the game helps him relieve stress. Since when does playing a game relieve stress better than sex?
Ooh. Depends on the sex.
Well.
Depends on the game.
Well.
Yes, Steve.
Well, ma'am, I think your husband made an announcement. I think you need to pay close attention to the announcement.
He likes the game better. What's the announcement?
Yeah, this game, whatever he done downloaded, is better than the sex he done married.
Oh, yeah. That's Candy Crush. Oh, yeah.
You know that game?
You know it.
I mean. Now, there's only one game that I would recommend. That's a game called Woody Coo.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing game right there. That's a game right there. I've yet to find a game of Woody Coo that's better than some sex, though. So,
yes. Tell the truth.
Yeah. Now, I've had some sexual experiences that I should have been playing with a coup. What happened? As I look back on my life, there are a whole lot of Woody Coo moments I should have had instead of what I was doing. I've had a matter of fact, tell you the truth. Well, let's just go on to the next one because what I'm about to say, I just caught myself. So let's go on to the next one.
Ooh, yeah, thank you, next Jesus. Statement.
Woo! Hallelujah.
All right. Moving on to Treva in Slidell. Treva says, my neighbor's puppy loves to potty in our yard. So I texted her and asked her to keep the dog on her own grass. My husband said the dog is still a baby, so when he has to go, he has to go. First off, I didn't ask for his opinion.
Come on.
Why did he get in this?
Well, because he's trying to save you. Look, it's a puppy. It's a puppy. You know, the lady can't. Now, look, come on, it ain't that bad. You know. But see, here the problem. Here was
that neighbor fine.
Come on, say it.
Yeah, that neighbor fine.
And that neighbor fine.
Her husband is defending her. That's her problem.
That's the problem, right?
That's
there.
The real problem. Uh-huh. He don't give a damn where that dog boo-boo. He like it when she come over there to get the dog. Yeah, dog. You might want to check your flower bed and see what your husband laying over there that got the dog keep coming over there.
Treats. He's laying down puppy treats.
He got puppy
treats. So the neighbor can come over and get him.
He should come now.
All right. All right, moving on to Joy in Albuquerque. Joy says, my ex sent me flowers to the job with a card that read, quote, thinking of you. I did not tell my boyfriend about it, but I took a picture of the flowers and he saw it on my phone. I feel like I don't have to report things like that to him. Am I wrong for this?
Well, he saw it on your phone. He didn't send them to you. He got every right to ask.
He's on now, my phone because what?
Because she liked the flowers. She was flattered that her ex would send her flowers. It was flattering. So she captured the moment. Now your boyfriend saw the picture and he asking you questions. Now you feel like you ain't got to say nothing to him, but how he see the picture?
Because he was on her phone. That's what I'm saying. Why is he on her phone? The boyfriend.
It's her screen saver.
Mm-hmm. But she got a whole
right
other
there.
Set of problems. Why he got your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Start right there.
That's what I'm asking. Right. Yeah. What is he doing on her phone?
Leave that woman phone alone.
Yeah.
It's because you don't want her on yours. That's why you said it.
Right.
Nephew.
That's in the vows.
Boy, I thought you got ready to say that's in the Bible. I should have said that.
No.
Boy, me too. Had a cell phone back then.
I thought that's what he did. That's why I was
how
silent.
That's in the Bible.
Turn to the book of Apple.
Go ahead, Sherry.
All right, last one. This is from Dorothy in, excuse me. This is from Dorothy in Framingham. Dorothy writes, an old friend of mine that I had an issue with over 20 years ago called me and wants to make peace with me. I left her and all the drama in the past, and I married the man that we were fighting over. Should I meet up with her or not?
Well, look, I would go ahead and make peace. I would. You know, it's not saying you need to. It's not saying you have to invite a person back in your life, but you can give them forgiveness. You know, I would do that. See, it don't to forgive don't mean to forget now.
Right.
But I'm a person about forgiveness. I think you should forgive him. You know, and just leave all that in the past. So, but I'd go on and just say, hey, look, I know you want this. I accept your apology. Have a great life. You know, we were great friends. I'll always cherish those moments. Bye.
Okay, but they were fighting over a man that she married.
Well, you know, and she married him.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, We don't know the particulars of it, but I'd go on and hit the lady. I'd give her forgiveness if she wanted to ask for forgiveness.
Uh-uh.
Or maybe you owe her an apology, too, because maybe you took her man. You don't really know what happened. You know, could have been her
man. Should she meet her at the house, or should she meet her at the restaurant?
No, all this can happen over phone.
Okay. Meet up means in person, right?
I'm not good
right?
with seeing people that I hated in the past. I don't do good with that. So let's just meet up, Zoom, FaceTime, you know, something like that. We ain't got
Zoom. On FaceTime, we just look Zoom. At each other. So we good, and
yeah.
then hang
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Because I'll haul off, slap your ass.
If it's in person,
are you really forgiving here? What is going on?
Well, see, that's in case the forgiveness don't go good. Because I've started down the forgiveness path and fell right off of it. Like right in the middle of it, and just when I'm not doing this.
Well, I mean, but she doesn't have to meet up with her to forgive her. Or vice versa.
Right. She could just forgive her.
Uh-huh. Just forgive her and move on with your life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now, ladies, you all specialize in closure.
Okay.
The lady is trying to get some closure.
Yeah.
And just have a conversation with her.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's all it is. Give her closure because you want it.
Kind of shady. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
More than 3 years after suffering a stroke, 67-year-old legendary comedian Sinbad made a virtual appearance with his fellow castmates from a different world at Atlanta University Center, which is the home to Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse College, and Spelman College. The stars from the show are on a 10-city tour of historically black colleges and universities. On a video posted to his IG page, Sinbad expressed how cool it is to be able to participate in the tour and his surprise that the students even know who he is. Sinbad went on to thank everyone for their prayers. Take a listen.
I want to thank all of y'all who've been fans and friends all these years of mine. Thank you so much. Expect to see more of me soon. And don't freak out if you turn around, I'm standing right behind you. Sinbad, I can't believe you're here. You can't believe it. You better believe it. Miracles happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Welcome back, Sinbad. Yeah.
Come on, boy.
We definitely know who you are.
He talked about all his celebrity friends and fans praying for him, Steve.
Uh-huh.
And that's your guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's a good brother, man. I know his brother Mark. You know,
uh-huh.
We had a little conversation while he was down. You know.
Yeah.
Just a good dude, man. Glad to see one of him fighting back.
Never any profanity in his stand-up, right? That was his...
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. His thing.
We do. He don't.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I ain't understand that. That was hard.
it was hard.
I did that one time. Uh-huh. One time.
And what happened? How'd it go?
Megafest. I did a whole special.
Oh, Megafest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you said curse there.
You ain't through with me yet. Yeah. How did you feel?
The only reason I did it because, huh?
How did you feel? After you
going in scared.
Because you was going to slip.
I ain't
thought you might have a slip.
Well, I didn't think I was going to slip. I ain't see nowhere in hell I was going to make it. I was praying so hard. God, come on. I slipped a couple times, you know, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I caught myself.
Uh-huh. Look at God.
Look at God. Pray and right. Healing for Sinbad. Yes.
Yep. Welcome back, Sinbad. In other entertainment news, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has surpassed Elon Musk to once again become the world's richest person. Bezos has a $200 billion fortune. That is billion with the B.
He's not the world's richest person.
Huh?
He's not the world's richest person.
Oh, well, who is?
You have to understand there's a tax system in the United States that's not in other places.
Okay. Well,
he's the richest recorded person in a
society.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But in the world, not even close, folks.
What?
Not even close. 200 billion.
What?
Billion. Okay.
When you talk about in the world,
yeah,
worldwide.
No man.
Amazon's pretty big, though. Just saying. All right.
OPEC.
Elon Musk has lost $31 billion so far this year as Tesla's stock price has declined about 28%. After Bezos and Musk, the next richest person in the world is Bernard Arnault, owner of luxury goods company LVMH, who has met his net worth is $197 billion. The top five richest person ranking is rounded out by Mark Zuckerberg, who has $179 billion net worth, and Bill Gates, who has a $150 billion net worth. Okay. He probably would have had more
do with
for
all
that divorce.
How
Bill
that
Gates.
Mm-hmm.
What, you Steve, you okay?
All you got to do is give me $1 billion. You can read about me.
What do you mean, read about you?
I'm going to tell you right now. If I get $1 billion, it's going to look like I got way more than all of them. They don't know how to show.
You better put a show.
They don't know how to show.
Let the stunting begin.
What? Well, you know, it's not that they not into it because, you know, but a lot of, look, man, you can have money and ain't got no swag now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Money don't give you swag.
True. Okay. You either have it or you don't. Yeah.
I know some people way less money than me got swag all day.
Give them some money. It's over, huh?
Because they be working with the bit they got.
Mm-hmm. Just like swag, you did, man. Before you got
but,
it. Yeah.
Dog, but you give somebody some money with some swag, you finna see something.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I'm not lying. They
that's your story.
They need to.
That is your story, Steve.
Walking around with them damn T-shirts on and stuff. Man, what?
When you can buy all this, wear all of this.
Some damn jeans and sneakers. What? Boy, whew.
But what about Elon Musk? He lost $31
billion.
Huh?
Doesn't look like he blinked an eye. He's still going.
That'd have had an average white person standing on a bridge looking down at the water.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Because, man,
yeah.
You saw
anybody.
Black Monday, man. Them people was going, they lost money. They suicide and all like this. Mm-hmm. Man, I lost everything I had twice. I ain't thought about killing myself.
Because if you got it once or twice, you can get it again.
Well, what I'm dying for.
Yeah.
See, the problem with rich people is the average rich person has inherited the money that got them to become a billionaire.
Yeah, they've never done without.
So they don't know how to deal with that.
See, when you didn't have without, you know the way back.
Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm.
If you take their money, they don't know the way back.
All right. So, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Trump supporters target black voters with fake AI images. We'll talk about it right after this.
Oh, hell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Former President Donald Trump supporters have been creating and sharing AI-generated fake images of Trump posing with black people. This is to encourage African Americans to what? Vote for Trump. The discovery of the fake images was made by the BBC. They said there were discrepancies with the images, like missing or incorrectly generated fingers and the smooth, perfect skin that is common with fake images. According to Newsweek, a Florida conservative radio talk show host named Mark Kay admitted he and his team generated one of those images. Kay said in part, quote, "I'm not claiming these photos are accurate. If anybody is voting one way because of a photo on a Facebook page, that's a problem with that person and not me." Okay. Then why put it out there?
That's true, but they're out there, they're doing it. That's why, look, man, we have to be smart. We have to be aware that there's a lot of this deep fakes out there, a lot of AI stuff out there. We just have to be aware. And we got to behave accordingly. Let's just do the smart thing. Let's just go vote.
Right.
And let's not vote for an obvious racist who does not care about you, your condition, your plight, your people. Never will. Has no track record of ever doing anything for black people. Let's just be honest, man. You know, when they try to tout those, when he was in office, the lowest black unemployment rate, that's not true. The lowest black unemployment rate has been right now under the Biden-Harris administration. The most things He did nothing that he said he was going to do. He didn't build a wall. He didn't put in one infrastructure bill. He didn't make Mexico pay for nothing. He didn't do nothing he said he was going to do. Now, the stuff I could tell you he did, y'all wouldn't like, but he did it for the rich boys, and they all benefited. Mm-hmm. Even those people that are poor whites who vote for him, he does nothing. He went to McDowell County, the poorest county in the U.S., down in Welch, West Virginia, where I was born, and promised all them coal miners he was bringing back coal. Ain't bought back one chunk of coal to that county. Promised all of them jobs back. Ain't put one coal miner back to work in West Virginia, and he knew he wasn't going to be able to do that because coal is dying. It's all about renewable and clean energy now, and he knew it. And the thing about Fox is they don't specialize in news anymore. They specialize in his ideology. Idiotic things. He stole the election. You know, this is that. Hannity just trumpets this dude's bullcrap. Just all day. They don't even try to tell the truth. They jump on board with these lies.
No, that does them no good.
This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll find out who on the show could deliver a baby if they had to right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A pilot recently left the cockpit on a flight to Thailand to deliver a passenger in labor's baby. The co-pilot took over the flying of the plane. We also have a staff member on the show who is out because his wife is about to give birth to their first child. So here's a question. If you were like stuck in an elevator, if you were on a flight, do you think you would be able to deliver a baby?
Well, if I'm on that elevator, you know them panels in the top of the elevator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm going up through the top and just get out. I just sit on top.
You gonna leave her there?
You gonna leave her there?
A pregnant woman?
I'm not finna be in here. Hey,
push. You're not gonna.
I'm not finna try to help you. I can't.
But she.
I can't be.
The baby is coming.
Baby coming. I'm gonna get up.
Steve, I don't believe that for 1 second. I do not.
I don't believe that.
I know you well. I don't believe that one. Sorry.
All right, well, I'll stand now, but I
stand there. Oh, that's
okay,
a lot.
Okay, this is what I'll do. I'm gonna press that red button.
Alarm.
Alarm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open that door.
Yeah.
The little switch, and pull that fire switch.
Okay.
Okay.
But in the meantime,
I'm gonna take my suit jacket off. Okay. And put it behind her head. Okay. So she'll have a little cushion in that corner.
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, I'm gonna put it
something corner. Up under her now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put something, yeah,
something
the baby
up under
comes
her.
Out. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cause the baby comes.
Me personally, I can't touch her bottom. I can't.
You can't do what? This is
you
this has nothing to do with that.
It's a
this
baby.
Is medical. Well,
I don't give a damn what's
this is clinical.
Y'all ain't been sued before. No, you finna have this thing on this carpet, whatever you can do.
This thing, the baby,
I'm gonna get in the other corner as far away as I can.
Because you've been
sued
before.
That far. We in the elevator.
Yeah,
you've been sued before.
That's right. You're right there. I'm gonna be in the other corner. There's nothing I can do.
Could you take your pants off and put them under her? You got the jacket on the head. Could you take your pants off and put that under her body?
Now I'm sitting up in this elevator when this door opens.
You're
just your shorts
and
on.
And I ain't got no damn pants on.
But really, she doesn't need anything
under
her head.
Which prison do you want to go to?
Steve, you're going to help her. I don't believe that. You could do what any other man or person would do.
Help
you can
her.
Help her.
Yeah. But we don't know how to deliver a baby, though. We really don't.
But who does? We don't either. We're
all
not.
All I've heard is hot water and towel.
Gynecologist.
That's all I know.
What would you do?
I would get down there and tell her to push.
Get down there.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
down
that.
There.
I'm
you
not,
gotta get down
you,
there. You gotta see.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, see what? I don't even know what I'm looking for.
You gotta see the baby coming. How you gonna give her instructions and you don't know what's happening? You guessing? You gotta look down there to see.
Y'all.
This ain't what we do, y'all. This ain't what we
it's
do.
It's not what we do either, but
we're not
but
both of y'all done had babies.
Y'all done had.
Yes. Yeah. If we were in an elevator, you wouldn't help us? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
going
to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you, but I'm
talk.
Not. I can't do
it. Talk when we're laboring. What's wrong with you?
All right. You're, so do you want to
breathe, push. Breathe. Can you say that? Can you do that?
Well, you know you're supposed to do it, why I got to tell you?
What, Tommy?
If you know you're supposed to do that, why I got to tell you? You are evidently, you know.
But this one over here said, you quit breathing.
Now, your evidence is quit breathing. Where we at now?
Yeah. No.
Now you ain't got to ever tell me to breathe. Some of this got to be automatic. Breathe. I'm breathing. Push. And I'm not going to say push either. Wait till this damn door open. You push if you want to. Don't push nothing out in this floor in here while I'm in.
Would you get on your cell phone and call a doctor or 911? Yeah. Maybe they can talk you through it. That.
You try to look like you're not in the elevator.
You are so ridiculous. You're
he's trying to look like he ain't even in the elevator.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. You done came. This baby started coming at the wrong time. I am not the one.
All right. Coming up next, the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, where is he getting his information? But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
What happens when you have a wedding and a funeral at the same time? Same church.
What?
Yeah. This right here is a wedding and a funeral.
A what?
No. Wedding.
Yeah. That's what I said. A wedding and a funeral. Let's go, cat dog, if you would. Wedding and a funeral.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hi, I'm trying to Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Josh. Josh over at the I'm one of the officials at the church where you guys are getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I want to thank y'all for that, too, man. We appreciate it.
Good. Well, we definitely hope to make you a member here sooner or later since you guys are getting married, you know?
Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to get this work schedule changed up. You know what I'm saying? They got me working on Sundays now, man. So as soon as I tweak that and move that around a little bit, I'll be there.
Okay, listen, we have a bit of a situation that's come up. We had some problems and miscommunication, and it's definitely been on our side. They had your name, Ryan, down here with your phone number, as well as your soon-to-be wife, Sonya. They had her name here, but we didn't want to call her with this. We wanted to just reach out and talk to you and see if it just make you aware of what was going on, okay?
Oh, what's going on, man?
There's been a mix-up on scheduling. I don't know if you know Sister Ola May, she passed away a week ago. And you're not a member of the church, so you wouldn't know her, but she's one of the oldest members here at the church. Sister Ola May passed away. And what's going on is you all's wedding is tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Right.
But the actual funeral is at 3 o'clock here at the church.
Okay. What's your name again, brother? What?
Josh.
Okay, look here, brother Josh. Hey, man, we already got this thing in motion, man. We didn't send out damn near 200 invitations, man. I mean, God bless Sister Ola May.
And I understand that, but I mean, you know, there's no way we could have moved it around. Now, the biggest problem, the funeral home is bringing the casket first thing in the morning. So what I wanted to make you aware of, and I didn't want you to tell your wife this, but the actual casket will be in the sanctuary, but we will have it covered.
Hold up, man. Are you serious? Now, look here, man. Y'all need to move this around. I don't know what y'all going to do. If y'all have a fellowship hall in the back or something like that.
Ryan, the only place we can actually put the casket in, if we didn't put it there, is in the actual room that your soon-to-be wife would be changing in. That's the only place.
Man, you got your mom. My wife ain't fixing to change no room with no dead body. Are you kidding me?
And you know what? I understood that. That's the first thing I thought of. And that's what I said. Let's just put the casket where it goes for the funeral. And we're going to cover it up. And see, basically, you actually getting...
Wow. Man, I can't even believe you calling with this Man, look here, and excuse my French, man. Yeah, I know I need to get back in the church. I really do. But right now, Doug, this ain't going down like this, man. Now, we didn't already paid the money. And first of all, you know, she shouldn't. I don't even feel like she even had to pay, you know, to hold no wedding over at her church where she paid tithes at. That's the first thing. You know, I ain't like that from the jump, but I went ahead and went with it because she want her pastor to marry us. And now you got the nerve to tell me that y'all rearranged that a funeral going to happen the same day as my wedding and my wife got to get dressed in the room with a dead body?
Well, no, we're not going to put her in there, bro. I'm putting that body first thing in the morning. I'm going to put that body in the right there in front of the pulpit, and we're going to cover it. Now, what you're getting out of this, you get more flowers because there's going to be flowers from the funeral. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be a little bit of a perk for you. I just wanted you to be aware that there's probably going to be more people than you think because some of the people that's going to be at your wedding is really for the funeral.
Hey, hold up, man. Are you serious right now, man? Look here, Doc. I done paid for this wedding to happen at this church, man, okay? And no disrespect to the lady that has passed. God bless her family. I ain't playing. But you not putting no dead body having no funeral at my wedding, man. That's crazy.
She's a member of the church, too.
I don't give a d- about her being no member of the church, man. I done paid for this wedding, and it's going to happen tomorrow, man. You not fixing to put no dead body at my wedding. Watch your mind.
Mr. Ryan, I mean no disrespect, but the woman has passed. She is not going to get up. Hey, I mean, what is the problem?
The problem is your called me with this man the day before my wedding, and we didn't schedule this 6 months ago. I had to spend $25,000 to $30,000 on this wedding, okay? And are you going to tell me that we got to share our wedding with a funeral? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Look, let me ask you something. Do you want to have your wedding at this church?
I paid for the what you mean? Well, I'm having the wedding. Okay, I tell you what, let their body be up in the morning. I'm rolling the right out the street.
Excuse me?
Y'all just out there in the front and throw flowers while throwing rice. But we're going to have a wedding inside the sanctuary tomorrow. I promise you that.
Sir, I cannot assure you that it won't be. As I have no other place to put the body.
Okay, well, I bet y'all find somewhere to put it. If I get that tomorrow, there's a body in there. There's going to be a couple of bodies in there. And I ain't. You got two choices. To move that funeral or to reimburse me back this $30,000 out of my already spent. Those are the only two choices I want to hear about. Meet me at the front door tonight with a $30,000 cashier check. Oh, we say to have this wedding up in there tomorrow morning. You heard me? I ain't playing at all. No jokes. What the is wrong with y'all, man? You can do something else, man.
Listen, hey, I understand hey, that. Listen, sir.
I don't want to hear no more from you, man. Now, all I'm saying is it's going to be a wedding at this church tomorrow without the dead body. That's all
okay,
I'm saying. Push
Ryan,
the to the
Ryan,
back, man.
Ryan, hey, there's one more a bit of an issue that I need to tell you also.
What the can be worse than a dead body? What issue can be worse than a dead body at my wedding, man?
The issue, sir, that is worse than a dead body is, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your best man, Jeff, got me to prank phone call you.
What? That's
hey, what, you know what, man? The best man about to get the best whooping he can possibly get, man.
Hey, playing these then got me the day before. This get the best beat down possible, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, one more question. What's the baddest radio show in the land, Ryan?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, babe.
Now that right there. That's Tommy at his best right there, partner. That right there.
Mm-hmm. At his highest level of stupidity.
What's all that for?
It's just...
self-praise.
You know,
yeah.
It's crazy-licious. You know, it's that. It's,
Sounds like a Beyonce song.
Oh, my bad. Crazy-licious. Yeah. Stupidacious, you know. It's all up in there. I'm about the ignorant person walking right now. Y'all just don't know that. I'm just telling you. I'm letting y'all know.
I don't know.
I'm about the most ignorant one walking.
Boy, let me tell you something.
I'm so secure.
A lot of things I ain't been clear about in my life. I've had some confusing thoughts. You ain't one of them, though.
March 30th, baby. Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama, baby. We'll be off the chain. J.J. Williamson, celebrity, the comedian, Earthquake in the building, hosted by yours truly, the Monday Ignite One, Nephew Tommy. Get your tickets. They are on sale right now. You do not want to miss this show. So if you're in Montgomery or around the way, matter of fact, I want everybody to wear their black hat that night in Montgomery. Wear your black hat. Because that's where the steamboat was coming in. Remember, I want everybody to have a black hat on. And we'll throw them all up at one time together. I'll keep you posted on that. But get your black hat, all right? And I actually got a cap that I sell. It's F-A-A-F-O. F-A-A-F-O. You'll figure that out. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I got it. Right. And I need one.
You want that hat. I sell them out. F-A-A-F-O. You want that. And black folk know exactly what F-A-A-F-O means. Yep.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next is my strawberry letter, and the subject is, where is he getting his information? Okay, where is he getting his information? We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, where is he getting his information? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband gets on my nerves because he is retired and has a lot of free time on his hands. I work, I take care of our kids, and I go out to happy hour once a month with my girls so I don't lose my mind. My husband won't get involved with any organizations, and he doesn't even work out anymore. All he does is watch home improvement shows and think of projects to do around our house. His newest project is to remodel our garage and put in new lighting. He's not an electrician, so I'm afraid that I will come home one day and he's burnt to a crisp from playing with wires. But that's not the worst part of him having a lot of free time. It's his constant nagging me about where I am and what I'm doing when I'm not with him. One day he told me that he heard I was at the mall flirting with a security guard. Then he said, I went to lunch with a coworker and we sat on the same side of the bench. I've been out a few times with a male coworker, but when he started joking about being my work husband, I cut that off. I would never do that to my husband, but that doesn't mean that my husband does not still accuse me of messing with my coworker. The last straw was when my husband said my coworker was sitting in my car talking to me. What actually happened was that he walked me to my car with his umbrella and I drove him to his car so he could get out of the rain. Where is my husband getting this information? Is there a mole at my job, or is my husband spying on me? Well, you know, you never know. It could be all of the above. It could be a mole at the job. It could be your husband is spying on you. You did say he's retired and he has a lot of free time on his hands. So he might be doing that. I'm glad you said you would never cheat on your husband, though. That means the love is still there and you can work on these problems. But the trust, that's a different story. Your husband is so preoccupied with what you're doing instead of enjoying his retirement. But there is something you got to do, like immediately, okay? You have to stop doing things with your coworkers, especially the man who called you his work wife or said he was your work husband. He sounds like he's just laying in the cut waiting for you. And you did say you shut it down with him, though, so that's a good thing. The other one, I don't know if this is the same one, but another guy walked you to your car in the rain and you drove him back. You got to cut that off, too, because it just doesn't look right for a married woman to be doing these things. Him walking you to your car, then him getting in your car so you can drive him back to his car. If your husband saw that, or if the mole told him, either way, it looks pretty bad. So now you have to at least try and reassure your husband that nothing is going on. And your husband needs to find a part-time job or something so he can leave you alone. And you guys got to, he's got to rebuild the trust in you. Steve?
Well, anyway, where is he getting his damn information? From somebody down at your job. But the question in my whole letter is, why is he even getting information? So now let's go with the letter the right way. My husband, this is how she opened the letter. Y'all, this is headed down the Donnybrook path. The yellow brick road, this is going the other way. Stephen Shirley, first line, my husband gets on my nerves. All right, because he's retired, got a lot of free time. I take care of our kids. I go out to happy hour once a month with my girls. Next line, so I don't lose my mind. Now, let's just track this letter now. My husband get on my nerves. I got to take care of the kids. And I go to happy hour once a month, so I don't lose my mind. My husband won't get involved in any organizations. He don't even work out no more. Oh, nah, fat boy. Fat boy sitting over there swelling up. Damn near all these letters got something to do with weight. Damn near all.
And if they don't, y'all,
I am telling you, man. Now, just like men are aesthetic, women are aesthetic too. And women notice way more things than men do. Now, you ain't in no organizations. You getting on her last nerve. She got to go down there and get some drinks to deal with you. And now your fat ass sitting at the house. You ain't even working out no more. And he watch home improvement shows and try to think of projects to do. And his newest project, and listen to this, is remodeled our garage and put in new lighting. He is not an electrician, so I'm afraid that I will come home one day and he's burned to a crisp from playing with the wires. That's what she hoped happened.
No.
You got to read these letters. Why did she go there? He's not an electrician. I'm afraid I'll come home and he's burned to a crisp. Then she say, but that's not the worst part. Wait a minute. He just died a minute ago. Then she say, that ain't the worst part. Y'all, I'm telling you, man, I read these lines. This lady right here is trying not to say what she's saying.
She's trying to kill her husband?
She won't get rid of him. She don't want to kill him, but mm-hmm. She don't mind if he passed. That's all I'm saying. Now, you can get burnt up, crisp, all this.
Wow.
Little. She ain't stopping him from doing this project, though. One day he told me, okay, she said, but that's not the worst part of him having a lot of free time. It's the constant nagging me. Now he nagging about where I am and what I'm doing when I'm not with him. When I come back, this marriage is over.
Because he's retired and she wants him dead. Okay.
Are you listening to this letter?
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, where is he getting his information? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, where is he getting his information?
Yeah, that's the subject, but the question is, why is he getting information? Well, I'm going to tell you why he's getting mm-hmm. information. And let's start right away. Dear Shirley and Steve. My husband gets on my nerves. Now, that sets the tone for this whole letter. Next statement, I work, I take care of the kids. Next statement, I go to happy hour once a month with my girls so I don't lose my mind. She had the happy hour the whole time. Happy hour started at 5, she there at 7:30. Whole time, drinking. 2 for 1, dollar margaritas. She's stumbling in the house. Because she's trying to drink her misery away. Then she say her husband ain't involved in no organization. He don't even work out no more. Fat ass just sitting at the house sweating. Then all he do is watch at-home TV improvement shows, and he gets in these projects. And the latest one is he finna put a new lighting in the garage, and he not an electrician. And I'm afraid that I'll come home one day and he burnt to a crisp from playing with the wires. I think that's what she wants to happen, because her next statement
saying
is...
saying that.
But listen, but Shirley, her next statement is... But that's not the worst part. Well, damn. You come home, you find your husband dead in the driveway, but that ain't the worst part. Oh, she threw at his ass. It's his constant nagging me about where I am and what I'm doing when I'm not with him. Well, let's find out what you are doing when you're not with him. One day he told me he heard that I was at the mall flirting with a security guard. You was at the mall talking to a security guard, and the security guard walked with you for a while. She didn't say she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, no. Where's the denial at? You was at the, and somebody saw you, and with his, he was talking to you with his head cocked to the side, which is the telltale sign that he talking about everything but security. One day he told me, then he said, I went to lunch with a coworker, and we sat on the same side of the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been out a few times with a male coworker.
Yeah.
Then she tried to fix it. But when he started joking about me being his work husband, I cut that off. No, you didn't.
She said she did.
Do you know how many times they done went out to lunch for this to get back? Do you know how many times? And then I would never do that to my husband. But that don't mean that my husband does not still accuse me of messing with my coworker. What? Lady, you... But that don't mean that he won't stop. Yeah, he ain't stopping because you keep doing stuff with this coworker. The last straw was when my husband said my coworker was sitting in my car talking to me. That's because he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting in your car talking to you. Well, what actually happened was he walked me to my car with his umbrella, and I drove him to his car so he could get out the rain. Whoa. The man walked you to your car with his umbrella. Now you got to drive him to his car so he can get out of the rain. He got an umbrella. Walk your ass over to your car. But you little miss helpful. See some information missing in this letter.
Mm-hmm.
He the same coworker that was sitting on the same side of the bench having lunch several times.
The same coworker
call you his work wife. Mm-hmm. He the same coworker that be down at that damn happy hour. Oh, he the one. Yeah. Where is my husband getting his information? Well, for starters, he getting it from you because he ain't lied about nothing. You done been to lunch with the man. You done sat on the same bench with the man. You done been in the car talking with the man. And you done drove him in your car with the man. And all this is true. Now, where is he getting his information? Is there a mole down in my job or is my husband spying on me? Either way, you are providing the information. Because you ain't denied nothing in this letter. You said all he does is watch. You say he accuses you. So far, all the accusations been true. Because you ain't denied none of this. You been in the car with that man. You been to lunch with that man. He done called you his work wife. You ain't cut off nothing. See, because let me tell you something. You want to know how they ain't cut it off? Because after she got busted about going to lunch, he then walked her to the car with the umbrella. Same dude, y'all. She likes this man. She's attracted to this man. This man is saying all the stuff Fat Boy ain't saying.
Fat Boy?
He working out. Oh, yeah. He working out. He getting it all in. Yeah, y'all, this is an affair letter. This is leading to an affair. Because she's saying stuff that men say. I'm not doing nothing. He just accusing me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you keep accusing a man and beating him up for doing something he ain't doing, then what we do is, well, I might as well go and do it since I'm getting beat up for it. I saw you and him walking in the rain.
All right,
we're holding hands.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveHarveyFM.com on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Coming up in 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for Sports Talk with Tommy in for Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
I got
right.
it. I mean,
Let's
you
go.
Know,
he's
I,
in for you.
I don't know as much sports as Junior know, but I'm gonna ask my uncle, you know, a thing or two. As March Madness is getting ready to start, we jump off with what? How many teams, Uncle?
I think it's 64.
64. Okay. So tell me how this bracket thing works. Can do you only get money if you can you only win money if you just if you get all of it right, or can I do?
You get all of them, you gonna make a lot of money. Very rarely do they do that. You go DraftKings, they got big pools and stuff. You get they got $1 million prizes. Anybody get all of them right?
Wow.
So how much you got to put up though? Whatever you want.
No, see, I don't get in public pools. I just do hood gambling. Yeah, I don't like public.
No matter how rich you get.
Are you legal and all this?
Can't take them out the hood.
I know, right?
No, I like hood gambling. I like private betting with people I can call up and talk trash. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you like the one that the paper with the squares on it? You on that?
Yeah, I want that one right there that one of my boys made up.
There you go. Okay.
So let me ask y'all this about March Madness, Tommy. So you got Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. So what's the goal to bet the or to pick the correct?
The goal is to pick every single game correct. Yeah. That's a lot of games.
That's virtually no. Very rarely does that ever happen. Now you can it's much easier to say I'm gonna pick the national champion, but to pick every game in that bracket, Creighton is gonna beat Harvard, upsets ACC school, something like that. Ain't nobody see that coming.
Something gonna happen.
So the underdogs, the Cinderella teams, and all that.
Creighton gonna do something this year crazy. Loyola Marymount gonna do something crazy. You know, Gonzaga gonna be all the way up there till they get their ass whooped as usual.
Where is Gonzaga? Did we ever figure that out?
Where Gonzaga is, I have no idea. Really? I have no idea.
Like Kansas, I was watching the Kansas game the other night. Big slow white kids be playing. I'm talking about just galloping down the damn floor. And then, you know, now you ain't gonna see his ass on Sunday though. You can be a college star and never see the pros.
Never see the NBA.
That's so crazy to me.
Wow.
Hard to come out of Purdue and go to the pros. That's all I'm saying.
Because they're not seen.
A few people have done it. Yeah, you know, Big Ten schools, they don't send a lot of cats to the pros. There's a lot of them, but not. You know, you got to go where they balling. It just.
U of H balling this year.
Yeah.
U of H look good. University of Houston, they looking good.
College is just too many colleges, and a lot of cats is playing college ball. The 98% of them will never see the pros.
All right. All right, thank you guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is from Trey on Steve Harvey FM. Steven, he needs some
hell
advice.
Wrong with him now.
Not your son. Trey, Tommy. That would be funny if it was, though.
Find another name to play with, man. Hell.
Trey on Steve Harvey FM writes, after a year and a half long of dating, my girlfriend and I have finally decided that it's time to move in together. Now, the negotiating has begun, and we have a problem. She likes having a TV in the bedroom to watch as she falls asleep and uses it as a nightlight. I tolerate it when I spend the night at her place, but I don't want to live like that every night, especially since I wake up to go to work at 5 a.m. She's not budging on this, and I'm not sure I want to either. Is there a solution here that I'm not seeing, or is this over before it even starts?
No, it ain't over before it starts. Just why don't y'all not move in again?
Right.
1 year. That's the rule of thumb now. You know, we've been dating 1 year. It's time for us to move in. Well, not really. You know, you can, you know, get to know her better. Take your time. Y'all get married and move in. You could do it like that, you know.
Wow.
But I like the TV on, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know, I mean, I like a TV everywhere. Now, we don't have a TV in our bedroom. Marjorie don't. She don't allow that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But down at the ranch, though, I put one in there because we ain't down there a lot together because I go on fishing trips and stuff. She don't go all the time. I got TV in there. Ain't nothing you can do about it then.
I have to.
Not at this house, though. I'll be damned. No, sir. Uh-huh.
So the answer is them not to move in together.
Well, bro, you know, if it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. Just don't move in together. Y'all ain't got to end the relationship. You might discover that it's more than the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you really get to know a person, when you live with them.
You know what? Yeah, but you might discover that it's more than a TV. Mm-hmm. Maybe y'all need to get to know each other a little bit more. Because if she got her foot down about this TV and you got your foot down about the TV, y'all just scratching the surface right now, homie. What y'all gonna do when the next conflict come up? It's another deal breaker. How many deal breakers y'all got? Cause right now the TV is in the way. I'll be there.
They ain't talked about it. They ain't talked about it.
This just a TV right now.
Mm-hmm. But if he has to get up at 5, I see his point.
Turn off. Turn out this noise.
Cut that damn TV off.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
God, I got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe they don't need to move in together, as you said, Steve.
Mary Steve Mason?
That's what she wants.
Yes. Chloe on Steve Harvey FM writes, I've been dating this guy for a few weeks now, and it seems to be going well. He runs his own company and travels a lot, which is great because I'm frequently traveling for my job. I'm going to Europe for a month for work, and we'll have some downtime, and was thinking of asking him if he'd like to meet up while I'm there. I'm not sure how that will come off. I mean, we're not at the take a trip together stage of a relationship. So what do you think? Should I ask him to come and meet up with me so we can kick it in Europe?
Well, you just answered your own question.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want us to do? You're not at the travel take a trip stage. Mm-hmm. So what you finna make that the issue for?
Yeah, it's only been a few weeks.
Y'all gonna do it if you come over there.
They've already done that. They don't waste no time. Ain't no 90-day rule no more. They don't do that.
But they've been dating for a few weeks, just a few weeks.
But you're not at the, we should take a trip stage together, but I'm going on this trip, so I'm going to ask him to take a trip. What y'all about? Well, you just said you ain't to take a trip stage. Go on and ask him. You done everything else? Go on and ask him.
So maybe they're not planning the trip together. It's like, I'm going to Europe. You want to come over here and we can kick. You see what I'm saying? She's not planning this big.
Ain't no man getting on no trip going over that ocean without some. It's going to be some guarantees.
We're getting naked. We're going to go window shopping.
Don't care nothing about
you. You're crazy. All right. Thank you. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so according to People Magazine, listen to this story, guys. A California man who was staying at the Venetian Las Vegas says he found a scorpion hanging on his underwear after waking up to a feeling of somebody stabbing me in my private area.
What?
Yeah.
Read that
he said
again.
The scorpion was under the cover, and it was very painful. According to the Mayo Clinic, scorpions are generally more active at night. They usually won't sting unless provoked or attacked. Most stings occur when they're accidentally grabbed or stepped on or brushed against the body. Scorpion stings are painful but rarely life-threatening. The man did file a medical report, and the Venetian Las Vegas said that they did follow proper protocol for this incident. Now, what was that?
You just got to bed and then the scorpion.
What is proper protocol? Steve, it's too painful to think about and talk about.
I'm going straight out that window at that damn hotel. I woke up with a scorpion hanging on my thing. Whole nothing. Oh, Lord.
Nobody move.
Are you screaming?
I can barely speak.
I got scorpion stains all in the palm of my hand because you going to get off me, though. You're not hanging on my drawers. We're going to go take this thing in a few more places. But we're not getting hit in the crotch no more.
Okay. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be eternally allergic to peanuts or eggs? Peanuts or eggs?
Oh, peanuts. I got him.
Peanuts.
Would you rather wake up in the middle of a good dream every time or never be able to wake yourself up from a nightmare? Ooh.
Say just what? In there? Just stuck in there?
I don't want the nightmare.
Wow. Exactly.
I don't want the nightmare.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well,
me and Hallie be walking down that aisle, then I just wake up. I said, God, we were right there.
Time.
We were right there at it.
And you need to wake up.
Would you rather be able to speak to animals or speak a foreign language?
Oh, animals.
To the animals.
Oh, I heard them animals all over y'all ass. If I can talk to them animals, what?
What would you say?
What? Had them giraffe running down the street, all kind of stuff, boy. Lions? Oh, man.
Steve?
No, I'm
foreign language, you travel a lot.
Come on,
you travel.
You gotta talk to these riders. You've been to Africa and everything. You gotta talk to these rhinoceros. They all eat. You gotta talk to
them. I know language, man. I ain't trying to learn no language. I go everywhere. I be sitting in the room, I don't know what the hell nobody said.
So you rather speak a foreign language?
Because Arabic.
So they could be talking about you and you wouldn't even know it.
Right there. They've been talking about
it. I don't give a damn. They talk about me on the internet. Hell, I'd be right there.
In English. In a language you understand.
In English they talk about
it. Would you rather rewind and correct your mistakes or fast forward to see the outcomes of your decisions? Interesting. Rewind and correct your mistakes or fast forward and see the outcomes of your decisions. Junior?
Yeah, I go with B. Yeah, I fast forward. The mistakes, I can't change them. No.
But you can. In this would you rather, you can. Mm-mm.
Nah. Fast forward.
So, okay, you want to see the future. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mistakes made me better. Fast forward.
Wow. Look at the growth of these two young men. Yes. This is so wonderful. Oh,
come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve. What about you, though?
Oh, no, I just, if I can look into that future, I'll make some changes right now. Right now. There ain't nothing I can do about the past.
Uh-huh.
Miss Universe?
See, if I could.
Miss Universe?
If I fixed the stuff I messed up in the past.
Uh-huh. Then you wouldn't be you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have no kids, no grandkids, nothing.
Oh, gosh. You went deep.
Well, you went that far.
No,
what I mean is because, you know, I would have changed, you know, who I picked.
Okay.
But then it wouldn't have changed.
All right.
Hell, I was the one that was messed up. So what the hell?
All right. Thank you, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day. And we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, guys. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. On this
Hump Day.
Girl, yeah. It's Thursday. Don't
it's
take
Thursday.
It yeah.
Thursday.
When I said Wednesday, I was like, is it Wednesday?
No, ma'am. Thursday.
Oh, good. This week is going by fast.
It is.
We're about to start March Madness, man. It's about to jump off. All the fellas excited about March Madness.
Yeah, I don't really know who to pull for right now. I just look at the brackets. I make educated guesses.
Have you ever done the bracket? Have you ever got close to getting some of it right?
Oh, yeah.
I won one year.
Cool. 1 year, I just copied Barack Obama's, President Barack Obama's bracket and did real well.
Yeah. He's into it. He loves college basketball.
Yeah. I'm not, but I won one
what
time.
What you won, Shirley? You
in an office
nothing.
Pool.
Oh. What office pool? You've been with us 20-something years. What office is you talking about?
I've worked with more people than just us.
Oh, you ain't been in no damn office.
You ain't been in no office, sir.
Before this, we used to go to the office, guys, to offices.
Well, who had
before.
A pool? We ain't had no pool. If we don't know nothing about the
it's
pool,
it's not you
no.
guys.
Phil, I think you done sat on here and lied to her about a pool.
No, not at all. I'm not a liar. Are you saying I'm a liar? I'm not a liar.
You lied before. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, you have lied. You can stop that.
Yes, but that is not my... I didn't say I never. I said I'm not a liar. That's not my character, and you know that.
What's your biggest lie, Shirley?
My biggest lie?
Cooking. Ooh, don't answer.
Don't ask.
Yeah, it is.
Stay out of this, Junior. No, no. Giving her no easy-ass answer. See, your young ass don't know how to stay out of nothing. He had it jammed up. Junior, shut up. Damn it, Junior.
I was asleep. Sorry I missed your call. I was asleep. But I was really out.
That ain't no big ass
with someone
lie.
Else. For me, it was. Because I don't like to lie, and I'm not good at that. I'm not good at it at all. Mm-mm.
I depend.
What was your biggest?
Who you talking to?
Who you talking to?
Oh, Steve, what was your biggest lie?
I can't tell you that.
Uh-huh. Have you told it yet?
Well, you got to do all that.
How many lies have you
too done? Much?
He lied on a daily. He got
told a girl one time I got shot in Arizona and was in a coma in the hospital for 7 days. That's why I couldn't call.
For 7 days.
What did Arizona have? Why Arizona?
I figured she would be able to track that.
You know? She couldn't check it.
And this was before the internet, so this one held up pretty good for a minute.
And, it held up. So she believed you were shot and you were in a coma for 7 days.
Well, what happened was when she doubled back on the story a while back, I got the state mixed up and I said Arkansas.
It was an A.
A state.
Well, AR, you know. I just, Ooh. That was a pretty good one right there.
You got shot. Where were you for real?
Over this other girl's house.
Uh-huh.
When I was homeless, I told a girl one time, she said, why don't you have a home? I said, they're building it, and I can't move in yet. Yeah. I told her I was building a new house.
I like that.
I couldn't move in yet, so I was building a house.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Oh, way up, had some outstanding.
You had some good ones.
You say so yourself.
You had some good ones.
Outstanding.
And they're effortless. They just roll off your tongue.
Yes.
Butterscotch. Gotta know how to do it, sure.
Very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flavorful, sweet. Junior, any questions?
Yeah. When you lying, do you even understand what's happening when you lying? You look them dead in the eye as you lie. You look dead in the eye.
Damn face.
That's a shame. Right now. That is.
You think you can pass a polygraph?
What do you want them to look at, Sherilyn Carter? Yeah. You got to look them in the eye.
I've taken a polygraph before.
And passed?
I've taken it and passed and lied what? At the polygraph. Yeah.
No way, yeah. Steve. What those things are so accurate.
No. I'm telling you right now, that's why a lot of states don't allow polygraph as admissible in courts, because they have flaws in them. You
I
can
know
lie
they have
if
flaws.
You can if you can maintain a level. If you can stay level while you're talking. Don't let the emotion get in it. Okay, like I'll give you an example. Ask me a question right now and watch me. Watch this right here.
What color shirt do you have on?
White.
Because I see black. Clearly. Your shirt is black, Steve.
It's white, Shirley.
What's the sign about?
Well, you got bad headsets. You could have a bad computer.
That's all a part of it, the lie.
Do you have a radio show?
No.
You don't?
No.
So the Steve
you'd have lied in court. You'd have lied
show,
in court before, ain't you, though?
He didn't been under some pressure.
I'm put
perjury.
I put that hand on that Bible and set it right up there. That wasn't my Bible. Dog, I ain't got bro.
Are you the host of Family Feud?
Not every day.
What?
How old are you?
36.
Lie, boy.
We gotta go.
Lie.
All you gotta do is stay calm, man.
Some people will buy it. Take us out.
Hey, y'all have a great day. I could be lying about that, but I'm not. Have a great day. Talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you. That's a fact.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.